Welcome to the Hustler's Manifesto podcast. We jailbreak from toxic hustle culture. We take Hustler back from a belief that bigger is better, security is contingent on compliance, and freedom is reserved for the powerful. I'm your host, Sarah Duran. I'm not here to tell you how to make a quick buck. I'm here to change the way work is done so that we can live more meaningful lives right now instead of betting on an uncertain future. If you value this content, please rate it and comment on this podcast wherever you get it. If you're a freelancer, consultant, or solopreneur who needs better strategy for your business, learn more about what I do at fruitioninitiatives.com. Thanks for being part of the movement. Hi, Adam.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
I am doing pretty good today. It's Friday. I think that's like my headline. That's my headline today.
It's clearly your favorite day of the week.
It is my favorite day of the week. How are you doing?
Yeah, no, I'm really good. I'm just trying to make my way in the world, as we all are. But I know that I have to do that on my own terms. So that's why we're talking to each other. It's great to be here, and I'm sure we're going to share some really interesting insights on the kind of solopreneur freelancer industry, because that's what we like talking about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Let's start off and just give folks an idea of who you are. If you can give me just the three questions I ask everyone, and I lump them all together. You can answer them however you want. Okay. Who are you? What is your work, and why do you do it?
Three very important questions. No, I'm Adam Faulkner. I describe myself as a proud freelance business owner. My trade generally has been creative trades. Like I do video production, but as time has gone on over those kind of 4 years of working for myself, I really have started to look more outwards into helping other people have that feeling. That's how I describe a lot of the work I'm doing at the moment, actually. It's like, how do you take the feeling that you have and you're very proud of and you really enjoy, and you go, I really want to help you achieve that. And you know what? That really fills my cup up. And I think that I know who my tribe is, or my audience is: freelancers, solopreneurs, self-employed. I just want people to just, the ones who are going to do it or want to do it, I just want to push them into that, or just take them and drop them in there and go, look, if you want this, let's do it. I want to, at least, even if it's a small little tip, I really want to help them to get there. So that's like why I'm doing what I'm doing at the moment. And I really enjoy that.
That resonates with me so much. I think we were talking about this a little bit before we hit record, but I think next year I'll be going on my 9th year as a freelance business owner.
And good for you.
It is definitely like that. I think that I got that feeling like pretty early on, where I was like, who knew that this was possible? Like, how did I not know that this was possible? Because I fell into it accidentally. But yeah, I think that especially over the last 3 to 4 years, that has been my number one mission as well, where I'm like, I feel like freelancing is like the best kept secret, that people don't know what's actually the type of like freedom and fulfillment that is like actually possible if you can make it work. Mm-hmm. And so I've totally been like shouting it from the rooftops, like, how, come over here. The water's better over here. It is possible. You can do it. So tell us a little bit more about, I think I've been following you on LinkedIn for a little while, and I've been really, your LinkedIn game is legit, which I'm always watching for I'm always like, stalking might be like a too strong of a word, but
no, it's fine. It's okay. You stalk
on
me.
LinkedIn.
You stalk me. It's fine.
Hey,
it's big deal. Fine. I'm okay. I accept your stalking. It's fine.
As long as you consent to my stalking, that's great.
I consent. I accept it. I consent. It's cool. Now I can stalk you. It's
great.
Fine. It's a two-way thing. It's fine.
That's what LinkedIn is for, right? But tell us a little bit about, I think you're, I know we're not going to focus too much on your personal story, but I want to know, I think that your journey is over the last several years to get here has been interesting, and there's some lessons in there for folks. Tell us a little bit about like, how long have you been doing this? Like, how did you get here? And what have you learned in the last several years about this?
It's my mother and father had their own business. Advertising agency in Liverpool in the UK, And so I grew up around that. They were same company. They owned it together. And I grew up around that, but I didn't realize it's probably rubbed off a lot more. It has. It's probably rubbed off a lot more than I thought. But when you're a kid, you just think your parents go to work. So they go to work or that's their job. But as I got older, I realized that it was there. They created it. They created it. And it wasn't until maybe in my, I'm working for different companies. I used to be a journalist, newspapers, TV producer. So I've worked for big media companies in the UK, in London. And so I've always enjoyed that. But then something was going, I just felt like being in these machines was not for me, because I respect that things are the way they are. I'm not a troublemaker, but I do feel like they're not willing to change or wanting to change. And even if something isn't, I don't think things have to be broken to change them. I just think sometimes you can question things and go, maybe we could do this better. But people just aren't receptive to it. And then you realize that you're working. This is my new phrase, Sarah, that I keep saying, and I quite like it. But it's, you realize that you're working your ass off building someone else's dream, when really it's much better working your ass off building your own dream. Mm-hmm. Because it's just so much more rewarding. It's not just the time, it's the energy, the effort. It's just so rewarding. And you can think about it all day. I sometimes do. I think all day, every day about what I'm doing and what the next thing is. And you just think, it never once annoys me. I don't resent it at all. But it took, I'm 37 now. So I started doing 4 years ago, I started working for myself. So it took me 33 years, but wow. You're always going to say when you enjoy something, why didn't I do that sooner? You're just always going to say it. I don't believe in it because I just didn't. So it's fine. But the point is, as soon as I did, I was like, this is for me. I knew it was for me. And it's not without its challenges, and it is hard. But I'm glad that it's hard, to be honest. I know that sounds a bit weird, but I'm glad it's hard, because it's so rewarding that way. Because humans generally, like, we don't like being bored. And I'm not saying like a bit of boredom is not good for you, but if you're really just, I'm not inspired here. Like, I feel inspired every day. I feel optimistic. I wake up every day feeling optimistic. And that feeling is just, if I could bottle it and give it to people, I would, because it's great. And I think just not having a limit or a cap or a ceiling to what you can achieve. And I think people often think about money a lot. You know what I need to, it's the race to be six figures. It's not a race. And also, it's not really my goal. If these things happen, great. But the point is, it's not, money can't be the goal. It's the freedom of making these decisions. And it's very small things, like not having to ask someone if you can go for a long lunch, because you can. Because you just go, oh, who's the boss here? Oh, no, it's me. Okay, I'm off. I'm going. And I just love that. And I know it sounds, I say this to people and they think that it sounds a bit odd, but no one knows where I am sometimes. It's great. It's like, I don't believe in, we're always going to have to trade time for money in some regard. It's always going to have to be there. But the more you can get away from that and you're trading value for money, that's what you can do when you do your own thing, when you're in your own little lane. And the thing that I love about being in my own lane is I know that there's several other people in their own lanes, and we're not racing each other. We're just next to each other. And we're, yep, like, it's so nice, because everyone just, it's not competitive. It's supportive. And everyone's like, yeah, I want you to do well. And I believe them, because I want them to do well. And I think that it's a privilege now to help other people try and get to that. Cause I really, it's a big mission of mine now. And I love being that person, because it feels right to me. And it just feels like this evolution of yourself, which you probably wouldn't have if you were just within the system of, or a cog within a machine. Because you just, yeah, you can get promoted and maybe earn more money, but you're not in control. Mm-mm. You're not in control. So I think that control element is really important to me. And I'm just going to finish this point by saying, I often say to people, I sell myself first and I sell my services second. And a lot of people don't see it like that. It's not they don't see it like that. It's that they're so obsessed with what their service is or what their skill is that they forget that they're actually this person who everything rides on that person and that personality. And when you do your own thing, That is literally your edge. That is everything. And if you don't lean into that, then you're not going to get anywhere with it. You're just going to be like in this sea of, for example, if I said to people, "Oh, I'm a videographer," which I technically am, then there's thousands of them out there, maybe even more. It doesn't make me stand out. Whereas if I just go, I say I work for myself. When people say, "What do you do?" and they laugh and they go, "Well, yeah, but what do you do?" and I go, "I work for myself." Because the point is, it can't be defined by one thing. I know, Sarah, you agree with this, that it's like you're building your own little empire, right? And an empire is not built on like this just one little thing. It's built on all these other things and the freedom to choose these different things that get involved with or don't get involved with or start up or give you time to. Some stuff might even be for free. Like I mentor young people in the UK and I love that. It's free. But the point is I couldn't do that as well if I didn't do these other things to free up the time to do that. And that's what I'm talking, that's what being working for yourself truly is. It's you don't just do one thing. I mean, it's not a competition to do the most things. I'm just saying it's like the choice and the freedom to go, yeah, it's Tuesday afternoon, I'll be there. You know what I mean? It's great. So I don't see it as one skill. That's how I see it. I see it as like this myriad of choices that you can make. And I just love that.
Yeah, I could not agree more. I think that I think a lot of people use this word like personal brand, which I think that is not exactly the right word. There is something really true about that for solopreneurs because and this I think also connects to why that I think competition inherently is a myth, especially around amongst individual person businesses, because no, like you said, you're technically a videographer, right? Among so many other things. Among so many other things. But the number one thing that I've learned and that I'm always telling people to do is I'm like, every time you see someone, come across someone who does something similar to what you do, you should have a conversation with them. Which is, I knew when I saw, I am not a videographer, but when I saw you on LinkedIn, I was like, we're aiming towards similar things here. And while I could have looked at that and been like, oh, like I said, maybe your LinkedIn game is a little bit stronger than mine and felt threatened and been like, I don't know, maybe I'm just going to sit here and have imposter syndrome and feel threatened about this. I like literally reach out to anyone where I'm like, oh yeah, you want to do this too, or you're doing something similar, or you're doing something adjacent, because our ability to do it, to help people have that feeling, to bottle that feeling and give it to other people. Our ability to do that is so much stronger when we're doing it alongside other people. Like you said, 100%. The people running in that same lane next or a parallel lane next to you. The way I do it, the way you do it, the way lots of other people do it that I've had on this podcast is different. And like instead of being like, oh, I want all the freelancers in the world to come to me as an influencer or a coach or like however you want to call it, it's not, I'm not going to be the right person for everyone because I am a very specific type of person. You are a very specific type of person. And I think that goes not just for like in this space where it's like helping other freelancers, which I know is like a key core mission for both of us, but also like you said, in the actual lowercase w work that we do, like my work is a project manager and your work is a videographer. And I think every time I run into someone else where I'm like, oh, you are also a freelance project manager, can we just connect? Because I never find anyone that does this. Yeah, I think there's so much there about like when you're able to own it and choose it in a way, the myth of competition starts to dissolve around you. You start to realize that's actually not true.
And I think that on the kind of having your, you know, like basically you have your business. One business is probably, I think you said it was like project. Did you say project?
Yeah, project management.
Okay, so that's like a business, but then there's also all these other things that you're doing. And I, because I was so focused for years on the video business, right? I was only thinking about video and clients and video and clients and projects. Whereas when I started thinking about how I could help other people, I started finding more people like yourself who were like, oh no, they've got the business. Like I've got friends who are, they have a business, but they also help other people or the freelance, let's just say freelancers or solopreneurs, that's easier. One is a copywriter, but she also helps. And you just go in. But then because my mind is open to it, we start finding each other because my mind is open. And I'm not saying that the universe delivers us to each other in that way because we're open to it. Whereas when you're closed off, you're not going to. It's not that I thought that there was no one else out there doing their own business, but also helping other people. But I think as soon as I opened my mind to it, and then I started saying it out loud, and then I started showing up on LinkedIn. I've been showing up on LinkedIn for 2 years, even more maybe. But the point is, the last 5 or 6 months, I've been showing up with this, I'm going to deliver value to these people. And then suddenly it changes. Like suddenly, like the makeup of your, not the profile, but the presence more of you on this platform changes. And then other people start finding you who are like, oh, I do that as well. Or we share the same philosophy. So it's so nice because I don't even really talk about video anymore. I still do it. But I just find it more interesting for me personally to talk about helping people to, I don't know, live their best life or whatever, because I just find that really rewarding. And it's not that I don't enjoy my actual business, but I'll be honest, it feels like a bread and butter situation where I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. I enjoy it. Let's get it done. Move on. Whereas this other stuff, I'm like, oh no, I really felt like I changed someone's life today. And that's not why I'm doing it. I just mean it's nice to hear. But I think I mentioned it, or maybe I didn't. But when you're doing something for someone and you don't really expect something back, or you know what I mean? Not like, I don't mean every time, but sometimes you really don't. And you're like, I don't expect anything. And it's so nice because you're like, I really felt like I helped someone today. And it's not like today I did a post and it wasn't even about a freelancer, but I was like, I'm going to help this person. It was a designer. She hasn't had a job since she's left uni in 4 years. She won't mind me saying she's really struggled. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a post on you. Let's use the power or magic of LinkedIn and see what, and I'm not saying it's definitely going to happen, but I can already see it working in some way. She's got all these connections. I'm just like, these people going to email me, and I'm just like, look, that's good. I feel good about that.
Yeah,
I could have done that post today, which I did, or I could have posted, look at how good my video work is. And that for me doesn't feel quite right at the moment. So it's not that I'm not proud of my work. It's just, that's all about me. I'm taking.
Yeah.
I'm like, look at how good my work is. You should want to work with me because my work is excellent. But what I found is, for me anyway, the more I put, what I try anyway to put value out there to be helpful, people just want to do video work with me anyway, so it's win.
Yeah,
because they come to me and go, oh, you make video, and I'm like, yeah, I do that, yeah, I can do that. But they're also like, so really, yeah, but I feel really good about helping other people along, and I know who my audience is, which helps a lot. I'm not just going, I can help the world. I'm saying like, I'm very clear on who I want to help, and it's freelancers, solopreneurs, self-employed people. And that feels really good to me. I'm glad to be in the kind of more a proud freelance business owner who wants to help other people be proud freelance business owners, which is nice.
And I think that rule, like that, this is something that I think about all the time, is just like whether it is like this relationships that you're building with other freelancers, which yeah. I think is like the best referral network on earth. So yeah, that it is a business.
Well, I don't think of it like that, Sarah. Well, I know that's a very good point, but I've not even really thought about it.
And you're not, you're like, the way you're talking about it, you're not doing it because of that. You're not like, oh, I'm going to have all these conversations so that people hire me to do video. And that I think applies not just to us like networking amongst our like peers, but I think that also applies like in the like content of the work we do too, where and this is like a hard, because I think like one of the main questions I always get from people is like, how do I get more work? How do I get better clients? How do I get?
That's the biggest one, I'd say.
It's the biggest one. Yeah. And my advice is, I'm like, who are you talking to? Are you building genuine relationships with them? Are you just cold pitching people and being like, hey, I want you to pay me to do this thing? Because people can feel the difference. If you've built a relationship with someone and they, like you said, you're selling yourself first.
Yeah.
If people like you, that goes so much farther than if you're just selling to someone. And that goes for the people that goes also to other freelancers, like anyone in your network that is, oh, I genuinely like this person. So if they're referring you, or if you're referring them, right? Like That kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. I want to say it's like sharing the love is the words that I want to use,
Well,
but
I
it's
think
that relationship is so key. And that's the thing
100%.
we should be focusing on.
But you have to, I know it sounds getting a bit deeper, but you have to speak your truth, right? When I say I want people to do well, I mean it.
Yeah.
And I think people, they know that. They can feel it because I mean it. And people say to me, and this isn't just on necessarily on LinkedIn, in person, they go, I can feel your passion for that. Because I am passionate about it. I choose to be optimistic about it. The best way you can help people is not by telling them, it's by showing them, right? So if you just, and it has to come from a good place, obviously, if you tell them, but if you just go, this is what you do, this is it, follow my, let's follow this plan, you'll get there. If I don't trust you and I don't vibe with you, I'm not going to believe you.
Totally.
So the point is, you have to, I'm not saying that selling is a real art, and sometimes people can sell stuff and they don't really care about it, and that's a real art in a way. But the point is, I do care about the things that I'm saying. I care about them, so it's very easy for me to sell that because what I'm saying, it just comes out. I'm not, and that's not a strategy. That's just honesty. I lean into just this person, the person that I am, and I am honest and direct is one of my qualities. My girlfriend, she's always, you're very direct. I just say it. And I'm not being rude. I just say, look, this is how it is. And people go, oh, wow. I just want the right people, the people who really want this, the people who have that itch that, like I did, that needs to be scratched. I just want to help them, right? And then the ones who've scratched the itch, I want to help them to be like, no, this is why I'm here. I want to be here. And then the ones who have the little bumps in the road, which we all do, I back myself to figure out any bump. I can do it. Even if it's hard or it's difficult or it's bad, something happens and you're like, I'll figure it out because I just back myself. But I know there's a lot of people out there who don't. And the thing that I come across time after time is not talent, it's talent, very talented people who don't have the confidence in themselves. This is either pre working for themselves or just about to, or just done it or done it for years. They just lose. They either don't have the confidence and they need to build it up, or they had it and they've lost it. And confidence is not someone you just something you just go, you should just be confident then. That's not going to work. It's you can't just tell people like just be confident then. You need to give them practical, tangible things that they can do that make themselves feel better about it and feel revitalized. But it also has to come from a person that they believe in, because if it doesn't land, and I think that is when we talk about, I don't call myself a coach. Technically I am a mentor for young people. I am called that. But the point is, you can't just tell people. There's a lot of people out there, in my opinion, and you may agree, disagree, Sarah. Like, I think there's a lot of people out there who go around saying they're coaches. I'm a coach. Okay, that doesn't mean you are. You can say you are. No, you can say it. I'm not saying you can't say you're a coach, but do people buy into this? Because that's when you're a coach. Because that's when you can be a coach. When people buy into, if they don't buy into you, they're not gonna. You can't coach them. Do you know what I mean? But maybe it doesn't have to be like, if you coach, even if you coach a small number of people and they believe in you, that's great. You don't have to coach like millions of people. It's not like that. But I think some people get too stuck in this. I'm a coach, and I've not set out. I still don't call myself. I don't call myself a coach. I didn't set out in this journey to be a coach, but I definitely feel like I've got something to offer people, and I know who those people are, so that helps me, and I'm very passionate about helping them. And I have to say, it can be draining because you're giving quite a lot, and then you just like, I need to go and recharge. I'm like an electric car that needs to be going. I need to be plugged in, but I'm happy to do it. So it's not a chore to me, but that's what I want to pass on. And after, it's not about the 4 years of business. It's not about the time. It's I'm ready. For in the last 6 months, I've become ready to pass on and help, and I feel really good about that. And this is probably the best I've felt about everything that I'm doing in those 4 years. Apart from the very early stage when you get some wins and you're like, wow, this is great. But like now, I'm like, it's more rounded. And the irony is, and I can tell you, I'm not going to give you numbers, but this year, I won't earn as much money. I'm weirdly completely okay with that because you're just like, you know what? I'm all right. Do you know what I mean? I'll be honest, like my revenue for 3 years doubled each time. And I was like, this is great. But then you realize it's gone down now from that third year. I'm not saying it's like nothing, of course, but it's gone down. And I'm like, yeah, I'm all right with that. It's weird, isn't it? I don't know. But I feel like the value that's going out there is higher. I feel like I'm doing more. I feel like I'm progressing more, but the money's come down. And that tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
it is,
think
isn't it?
you talked about this a little bit before, and that's something I think the thing that I always tell people is that it can't be about the money. You have to have the money, right? Like we all need
No,
money.
you need
That's a
money.
thing.
You
You
need
need
it.
money. But if
Yeah.
you are not fundamentally addicted to the freedom, then it's not going to work. If you're just chasing dollars, it's not going to work. You
Well,
have to
I chase
be,
pounds. You chase
yeah.
dollars.
Oh, true. Pounds. Pounds and or dollars, whatever your
What's stronger
currency
at the
may
moment?
be.
I don't know, but I'll chase if the dollar's stronger, maybe I'll start chasing the
Okay,
dollar.
yeah. Pick your current.
Yeah,
But
I'm changing currency.
it fundamentally changes the way you look at it. Like you were saying, like it changes the calculus. Like to a certain extent, the more you're just following the money and just that is your only objective, I think that actually limits your ability to be successful in a way where if you're more connected to like your purpose and your people and your relationships
100%.
and the reason why you do it, it changes it. It changes the way you do it. It changes the way you show up, and people can see
Exactly.
that for sure. And
No,
I think that,
I'm addicted. I'm getting addicted to it now, and I mean it.
yeah, same.
Addicted.
And you can't not do it. That's the thing is like
No.
all the things that I try in my business, which, you know, there are many and some of them work and some
Yeah,
of
it
them
sounds
don't.
like there are.
There are a lot, but every time something doesn't work, I for sure have that little voice in the back of my head where like, maybe we should just give it up. Maybe not give up working for myself because
No,
like
not
you,
that.
I can't give that up, but I'm just gonna give up on that thing. That thing didn't work. What if I just threw in the towel? And I
Yeah,
can't.
you
You
can't.
have to keep trying and iterating.
Once you build something from scratch once, like once, and it works, right? You'll go, I can do that again. I can do it again. And even if one fails, you go, I've done it. I'll do it again. I'll just do another one.
I'll
Like
just do another one.
and it's not flippant. It's just a real dedication. Addiction is quite a strong word, but it is. But a dedication to just making stuff happen for yourself. And that is one of the most magical things I've ever experienced in my life. Because it's the addiction for me is the addiction to creating opportunities. So I'm not saying I'm unique. It's just I know how I operate and I know how my mind works. And I'm not thinking, where am I going to get this project from? Where's my next job coming from? I'm thinking, you think bigger. You're going, right, I know I'll get that. But what's the bigger thing at play here? What do you want? And then you go, oh, that's a great idea. And I can't wait to write it down because once I've written it down, it might be on the next phase to, am I going to execute it? And you just go, and it just evolves in front of your very eyes. Like a lot of the things I'm doing now are because people have asked me if I did them and I didn't. So I then went, okay, yeah, let's do it then. And to be honest with you, like it never ceases to amaze me. Like, earning your own money, even though I know it's not just about money, is such a pleasure because you're like, wow, they've paid me for that. I'm not grateful. I'm just like, wow, great. There you go. And it comes in, you're like, great, there it is. And it really means a lot still, but not in a too grateful a way. I just mean, you're like, oh, there it is. And I think that because I'm fairly new now to the helping others in this way, people are now paying me for that. And that's actually, they're paying me for me. And that's even more emotional because I probably mentioned to you, I built this course for freelancers, which someone asked me. So I just went, oh, I didn't say, they said, do you have this? I was like, oh, do you know what? I'm going to build a course because loads of people would ask me for something like that. So I did it. And I remember the first time, the first person that bought it, and I was like, that meant probably more than any of the video. It was weird. It was such a weird feeling. I was like, do you know what? That's making me feel emotional. Because it was a validation that they believed in what I was saying. And it meant so much to me. I think it was Pete Moore. Thank you. He bought the course. I was like, wow, it's amazing. And but it's not, I didn't build that course to make loads of money out of it. That's not why I built it. Like, it's not going to be my biggest thing. It's just the thing. So, and I'll create other things, but it's there. And I love that. And I love that it's helping people. And I think that, yes, it's financially But I put a lot of time and effort into it. So you can't give everything away for free, because if you did, it wouldn't be valuable. Like,
It's
it would
not.
just be like you going, oh, don't worry, it's free. So, and don't get me wrong, sometimes people don't have a lot of money, and I understand that. But they will, if you, the more you undervalue these things, the other people won't see them as valuable. I think that, but I, yeah, it's just because I know how you strike me as a fingers in many pies kind of person. I love that, because you just have to go, right, I'll do a bit of that, do a bit of that. That's not work. Doesn't matter. Here's another one.
Yeah.
And it's just, what a life.
I couldn't. Yes. What a life. It is simultaneously exhilarating and exhausting at the same time. Again, I wish there are definitely days where I'm like, I wish I could not do this. I wish I wasn't so committed to doing this, because it would make my life would be so much easier to a certain extent, where it's, but it'd be way less challenging, right? Like, I could just go do something way easier and probably make like plenty of money doing it, and it would be fine. And but it's like these things that are the things that like really motivate me and fill me up. And I can't not do it. And I think what you said about your course, it just resonates with me so much, because as like over the last year, I've done like courses, I've done one-on-one, all the things, right? And over the last year, I've really tried to be consolidating them more intentionally into a very specific program.
Yes.
And
I think that's a good idea for you, to be honest. I don't know you very well, but it sounds like a good idea.
it seems like it's working. And as like, it is also going to have to constantly evolve, right? Like, I'm constantly laying awake at night being like, am I meeting people's needs? Like, when someone is buying you for you, the stakes also become a lot higher. Where
that's, well,
it's
that's
like
new,
you
it's very
have
new to me,
to deliver in a way
that
that feels
very,
very important.
I completely understand now, but because it's a very new feeling to me, that, so I understand how you feel more responsible. It's weird, don't you? You feel more responsible for it. Whereas I've made, I basically got paid my 150th invoice the other day for video work. And it's funny how I don't feel emotionally attached to that.
Yep.
It's, I'll do it. And I obviously want it to be good, and I want people to like it, of course, but I don't fit. Whereas as soon as you have something else, they're buying into you. You're like, whoa, this is quite emotional. And it's quite nerve wracking. As you said, you lie awake thinking, am I meeting their needs? Not expectations, because I don't think you can always do that. Do you know what I mean? Because people, but I think you feel like they're in your hands. So you have to look after them. But then I think the tendency might be that you do too much. That's what I think I'm in this phase where I'm like, well, I want to help them. And then I'm probably doing too much. So I need to probably not scale back, remove myself. But I think that I need to get better at being like, okay, that's probably too much.
Yeah. It's definitely a process of, I'm not going to get the quote, but I think there's a quote from Michelangelo about that, like when he looks at a piece of marble, the statue is already within that piece, right? And it's about taking away the pieces to get to the masterpiece.
100%.
And the more I do this, it's about getting more and more focused on who I'm specifically here to help and how I'm specifically here to help them. And then being able to build relationships with people like you, because again, all of us do different things, and all of us hit people, not hit people, but get to people in a different way. That's not what I do in my coaching program. Full
Sarah,
like,
I'm leaving
not
this
what's
podcast
happening.
Now. The violence.
I just ruined the consent that I got earlier.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Okay. Things have changed.
But it gets to people in a different way, right? Like and so it's like the more narrow I get on what I'm here to do for people, the more I'm also able to see, and going back to what we said earlier about competition, I'm better able to be like, watch people who are doing simultaneously amazing things and be like, that's amazing. And I can genuinely feel that without feeling threatened by it, because I'm like, I know that's not my thing, or that's not my version of that thing. And so you're better able to support other people and build a network where you're supporting your audience 100%. In a way with giving them what they need, even if it isn't coming from you.
It's a real pleasure, actually, because the thing I can use is I can share with you the contrast is that with my video work, for example, not all the time, but it will be like someone will be like, oh, we got this project and we're speaking to a few people. which as in like a few companies, and they want you to go against each other to get the project, the job or whatever. Sometimes it'll come down to price. Sometimes it'll come down to an idea. But what I'm saying is you're being pitched against each other when really all of them are capable. Do you know what I mean? Like it's not that one's terrible and one's amazing, or what, maybe sometimes it's more than that. I'm just saying they're encouraging competition because they're in control of the pot of gold and also the project. And they're like, okay, what's your ideas? Look, I'm not doing loads of work for free. Like you either want it. You should know that all of these companies or people, it's quite clear what they're good at. It's quite clear that they've got the reputation. It's quite clear they've got the credibility. And yet you still want to pitch them all against each other.
Yeah.
Whereas when it's just you, it's really difficult to pitch that. It's really hard for me to be pitched against you. Yeah. Even if we did exactly the same thing, there's still a huge point of difference there, which is that you're a completely different personality to me.
Right.
So people are going to go, you can't be like, you can't force people to make a decision between those two things, because they'll just go, I feel like I want to do something with Sarah. And then someone else might go, I want to do that with Adam. And so there is no competition.
Nope.
Because you can't be pitched against each other. So I it's really nice to be in this world now for me.
Yeah.
I'm still in the video world, by the way. It's just that what I'm saying is that happens with the pitching and the against each other. And it's just, look at this. What more do you want me to say? Whereas like when you just speak your truth and you just are this person, people can, they'll buy into that. And I you can't be like, I'll just mop up every single person, because it's just not going to happen. And the way I operate will resonate with some people, and the way you operate will operate with some people. And also, as you say, you end up lifting each other up anyway.
Yeah.
You just go, you know, oh, Sarah's great. Just come and do this. It's a win for everyone, really.
Yeah.
So it's quite nice. But I think because we're trying to do good things, I'm trying to help people there's a real space there for that, I think, at the moment. I'm going to say that because I speak to a lot of people. Everyone seems to need help. I don't know about you.
Yes.
I'm not saying I never need help, but I don't need this help, to be honest. That's why I'm trying to give it, because I don't need this help. I'm not saying I don't need help in other ways, support in other ways, but I don't need that. Whereas a lot of people are like, where do I go and what do I do? And what I hear a lot of is, I want to work for myself. Okay. But that's it. And it's okay, you need to do some work here to make it happen. Or I speak to a lot of people who work for themselves and they've lost faith in it. And it's, you have to reestablish that and work on it and get back to, you know what I mean? And I think you mentioned before, I think it'd be a good thing to talk about. The number one thing people talk about is, how do I get more work? Mm-hmm. And that's it, isn't it? You could talk about other things, but ultimately that's
number one question that I get.
And that is a constant thing that you have to do. Because you're not going to see, in 4 years, I've not got paid the same amount of money, as in I've not earned the same amount of money each month. And I always say stuff like that to people. I was like, you might be having a bad month, but there's 11 months. And actually, you don't need to worry about that. If your year is good, you could have two bad months where you don't do anything. If your year is excellent, you could have three bad months if your year is out. It doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean? But I think people are still have this mindset of it's not going very well. You're not going to work every day.
Yeah. Hopefully you're not going to work every day.
No, but you're not going to get paid to work every day.
Yeah,
sorry.
Like, totally.
I think that's the difference. Like, I think about work, my business, because it's mine. I think about it every day. I have to stop myself working. Not because I'm obsessed, like I'm doing it 12 hours a day. I don't want to work 12 hours a day, but I am thinking about it. Because I think of ideas and I go, that's a good idea. I'll do that. And that goes on Saturday. That happens on Sunday. And that's why I don't get Sunday scaries or Sunday fears, because I love Monday. And I also love Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's great. But I think the myth is that it just happens. Things just happen. No, you don't. You have to create the opportunities. And that's why the people who are like, oh, nothing's really happening. No, there's no work out there. I was like, who have you spoken to? No one really. Okay. It's just like, what do you mean? They're like, they probably don't want to hear from me. It's like, you know that for a fact, do you? They've told you they don't want to speak to you. No. Right. Okay. And I think that what we owe, I believe genuinely, Sarah, we owe it to these people to sometimes obviously be caring and considerate and compassionate, but also give them a bit of a kick up the arse. Sometimes people need that. It can't all just be like, oh, it's hard, it's hard. I can't. That's the you can say it and then it starts, but then you have to figure it out. You can't just be like, it's hard, so that's it, you
Yeah.
know. And actually, I always say to people, like, if it's not for you and you want to go back to working for someone, that's fine as well. And maybe you come back, maybe you don't, doesn't matter. But the point is, be decisive about it and just go, I'm going to try. That's, I think it's a, we can't just go around saying it's hard because it's not a solution. And I, that's what I'm feeling a lot of them. I don't know about you. That's what I'm, when I speak to a lot of people, that's, they're going, it's the hardest time. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. It does resonate with me. It's hard.
It
And
is hard. I know, just that's why I'm saying we start with that.
yeah,
You
it
can
is
say
hard. And I think there's also, I think there's part of it can also be like just illuminating for them that maybe they haven't tried everything. 'Cause I know for me, like I can
exactly
also
that.
get into a dark place where I'm like, I have tried literally everything and no one will buy this thing that I made.
Yeah.
And my own coach will be like, very similar. Have you tried this? And I'm like, no.
Yeah. But
But
that's the
sometimes
point.
you don't actually know. You're like,
No, you
I
don't.
feel like I've tried everything,
Yeah, of
but there's
course.
nothing left to do.
But would it make you or anyone feel better to say, if someone said to me, I've tried everything, they say that to me and I went, yeah, you have.
Might as
And
well
it's
throw in
still
the towel.
shit.
I know
And it's
that, yes.
still, and would you rather hear that or would you rather hear, no, you haven't? Because I would rather hear, no, you haven't,
For
because then
sure.
it gives me hope. Whereas I think people want to be like, I've tried everything. And it's, I'm not going to validate it because I'm going to tell you that you haven't. And that's where the counterpoint to the hard is, no, you haven't tried everything. So get out there. And that's why I always talk about practical, tangible things are more important to people than just telling people like to be motivated, because it's just not, that's not enough. You have to be like, here you go. Start with this. Make a list. Do this. Then go to step two. You do this. And then people are like, oh, okay. Yeah. And so, what are you doing with your time? Like, I don't know what people are doing half the time. It's, they're just, your goal should be, I'm not a business, let's just talk business guru talk, but I really do think if being efficient with your time is so important and being really measured with how you spend. Everyone has their own techniques. I book out things in my diary, not just for calls. I'll go, right, half an hour, that, I'll do that. I won't do anything else. And I'll just do that. And I get so much more done rather than being like, what should I do now? What should I do now? It's just be measured. And you have to create systems and processes and whatever it is that works for you. But most people, it's a rude awakening working for yourself because they're like, what? There's no one to do this for me. And but the work thing, the lead thing is the hardest thing. And but the beauty of that is you've not spoke to everyone in the world. So
True.
there's
There's
more
always more
leads.
people out there.
If you spoke to everyone, you'd be like, I spoke to everyone. I'd be like, what, 8 billion people? You'd be like, yeah. I'd be like,
Well,
okay, cool.
the
But
towel.
you know, I can't help you. Throw in the towel. Do you know what I mean? But and these conversations are great because you don't have to. But I think that in people's desperation, in my opinion, they start trying to sell very quickly because they're desperate for something. Whereas really, like, your goal has to be this, and you have to have a desire to really create, build. And harness these relationships with people because you just, when I first started out, I sent hundreds, probably thousands of messages cold because I didn't know any of these people. 3 years later, 2, 3 years later, they start messaging me back. And I'm like, great. Like, you know, so I'm not going to be like, why didn't you message me back 2, 3 years ago? They don't say, I'm not going to say that. But because I've lent into LinkedIn, for example, kept doing it, people go, I've been following you for 6 months. I'm like, great.
Yeah.
I'm
It's the
still
long
here.
game. It's the
And I've
long game.
evolved since then. That's it. The long game is everything to
It
me.
is.
And I'm going to be like this when I'm like an old man.
I think that's a great place to leave it. I think the long game, amongst all the other things that we've talked about, I cannot thank you enough for being here. And we'll definitely have you back because I think there's many other topics that we could dive even deeper on about finding work, about networking, about some of those like structures and like time management things. So tell us, we'll definitely link to your LinkedIn. Are there other places that we want to make sure people are finding you?
I think LinkedIn's just the easiest, to be honest, because I'm in the process of building out quite a lot of different things and I just, they're not finished. So I don't want to be like, come to here and do this when it's not there. That's where I probably am most prominent on LinkedIn. So yeah. Do you know what? Say hello, because I'll say hello back.
Yes. So we'll definitely link to that. And like I said, we'll definitely have you back real soon. But thank you so much for having this conversation with us.
No, Sarah, thanks for having me. I think we could have talked for a lot longer and probably over a nice glass of wine or something, whatever. Maybe next time.
With your time zone, that feels acceptable. In my time
No,
zone, not
I'm
yet.
like, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm go. It's Friday. It's Friday night.
It is Friday.
Yeah,
It is Friday.
it's Friday night for me. You're like, oh, I've still got
Yeah,
a...
it's 11 a.m. here, so maybe
Yeah,
not
okay.
quite
Maybe
yet.
wait. Okay.
Wait a
But
few
I'll have
more
one
hours.
for you. I'll have one for you. So it's
Please.
fine. Yeah, okay. All
All
right.
right.
Cheers.
Thanks so
Loved
much.
it. Cheers. Bye. Bye bye.
Bye.